In this bulletin, new United States President Joe Biden moves swiftly to reverse Donald Trump's policies on immigration and health. Australia's unemployment rates fall to 6.6%. And in sport, Cristiano Ronaldo becomes the all-time leading goal scorer in the history of men's football. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. The 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden, spent his first hours in office signing 15 executive orders, far more than any of his modern predecessors, none of whom signed more than one. The actions include rejoining the Paris climate deal, recommitting to the World Health Organization, reversing a travel ban from several largely Muslim and African countries, and a mask-wearing mandate asking Americans to wear masks for 100 days. At the age of 78, Mr. Biden is the oldest president to occupy the White House. He says he's got plenty of things he wants to get done, and there's no time to waste.
You, the American people, are the reason why I've never been more optimistic about America than I am this very day. There isn't anything we can't do if we do it together. America built of decency. It's built of decency and dignity, of love and healing, of greatness and goodness, of possibilities. This is a story that guides us, inspires us, and unites us today and always.
Kamala Harris has made history as the first female U.S. vice president of Black and South Asian heritage. The 56-year-old is also California's first Black attorney general and is also the first woman of South Asian heritage elected to the U.S. Senate. She says tackling racial inequality is an issue she is passionate about.
In the middle of the civil rights movement, Dr. King fought for racial justice and economic justice. American aspiration is what drove the women of this nation throughout history to demand equal rights. This is what President Joe Biden has called upon us to summon now, to unite, to believe in ourselves, believe in our country, believe in what we can do together.
In Harris's birth town of Oakland, residents are celebrating Ms. Harris's inauguration. Nikki Lacey says many others have been inspired by her story.
For me, working in schools, working with Black people, working with kids from Oakland, this is very profound, being able to have her as an example to share with my students, letting them know that anything is possible and the opportunities are endless if they put their mind to the challenge.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has joined other world leaders in congratulating Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on their inauguration.
Australia and the United States are the best of mates and the best of allies. We have been through everything together over a very long time. There's a lot of work for us together, whether it's on climate, on energy, on international security, and importantly, regional security here in the Indo-Pacific. These are all the big issues that President Biden and I will continue to address together as prime ministers and presidents always have.
The federal government says Australia is keen to expand the New Zealand travel bubble to include Pacific nations. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says discussions are still underway.
The South Pacific is right at the front of the next phase of international travel bubbles. There's not a time frame at the moment. It's when we believe that the evidence is there, and we're working constructively with the medical expert panel.
Dozens more detained refugees who were transferred from offshore detention will soon be released on bridging visas. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says an additional 34 men have been informed they will be freed from detention facilities in Melbourne today. It comes after at least two dozen detainees were released on Wednesday. The Australian unemployment rate dropped to 6.6% in December as the economy recovers from the worst impacts of the pandemic. Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows 50,000 more people found jobs in December compared to November. Most of the gains came from full-time jobs, which increased by 35,700. Part-time work increased by 14,300 jobs. Unemployment peaked at 7.5% in July, a 22-year high. To sport now, and Cristiano Ronaldo now has more career goals than any other football player in history. The forward netted his 760th goal for Juventus, leading his team to an Italian Super Cup win over Napoli. In a statement on Twitter, Ronaldo wrote, "He's very happy to win his fourth title in Italy." And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 36. Adelaide, similar conditions and 32. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 26. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Much the same in Canberra, 34. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 29. The same for Sydney, 32. Newcastle, also partly cloudy and 32. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.